माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरवन चारी। यमुना तीरवन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरवन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरवन चारी। यमुना तीरवन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय श्री राम संकीर्तन की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 10 वर्स नंबर 7 एंड 8। दीज वर्सेस आर इन द प्रोज फॉर्म सो विल नॉट रिपीट, आई विल जस्ट रीड द वर्स एंड ट्रांसलेशन। अतः पुनः स्वशिबिकायां विषमगतायां प्रकुपित उवाच रहुगणः, किमिदं अरे त्वं जीवन्मृतो मां कदर्थीकृत्य भृतशासनम्, अतिचरसि प्रमत्तस्य चते करोमि चिकित्सां दण्डपाणिरिव जनताया यथा प्रकृतिं स्वां भजिष्य इति। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। देयर आफ्टर व्हेन द किंग सॉ that his palanquin was still being shaken by the carriers, he became very angry and said, "You rascal, what are you doing? Are you dead, despite the life within your body? Do you not know that I am your master? You are disregarding me and are not carrying out my order. For this disobedience, I shall now punish you just as Yamraj, the superintendent of death, punishes sinful people. I shall give you proper treatment so that you will come to your senses and do the correct thing." This verse has no purport, so we are taking the next verse as well. Evam bhava abaddham bhashanam naradevabhimanam rajasa tamasanu viddhena madena tiraskrita ashesha bhagvat priyaniketanam panditamaninam sa bhagavan brahmano brahmabhutah sarvabhuta सुहृदात्मा योगश्चर्यायां नात्यव्युत्पन्नमिति स्मयमानं इव विगतस्य इदमाह। ट्रांसलेशन। थिंकिंग हिमसेल्फ अ किंग, किंग रहुगणा वॉज इन द बॉडीली कॉन्सेप्शन एंड वॉज इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय मटीरियल नेचर्स मोड ऑफ पैशन एंड इग्नोरेंस। ड्यू टू मैडनेस ही चैस्टाइज्ड जड़भरत विथ अनकॉल्ड फॉर एंड कॉन्ट्रडिक्टरी वर्ड्स। जड़भरत वॉज अ टॉपमोस्ट डिवोटी and the dear abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although considering himself very learned, the king did not know about the position of an advanced devotee situated in devotional service. Nor did he know his characteristics. Jadabharat was the residence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He always carried the form of the Lord within his heart. He was the dear friend of all living beings, and he did not entertain any bodily conception. He therefore smiled and spoke the following words. Purport by His Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The distinction between a person in the bodily conception and a person beyond the bodily conception is presented in this verse. In the bodily conception, King Rahugana considered himself a king and chastised Jadabharat in so many unwanted ways. Being self-realized, Jadabharat, who was fully situated on the transcendental platform, did not at all become angry. Instead, he smiled and began to deliver his teachings to King Rahugana. A highly advanced Vaishnava devotee is a friend to all living entities, and consequently he is a friend to his enemies also. In fact, he does not consider anyone to be his enemy. Surudha sarva dehinam. Sometimes A Vaishnava becomes superficially angry at a non-devotee, but this is good for the non-devotee. We have several examples of this in Vedic literature. Once, Narada became angry with the two sons of Kuvera, Nalak Kuvera and Manigriv, and he chastised them by turning them into trees. The result was that latter they were liberated by Lord Shri Krishna. The devotee is situated on the absolute platform, and when he is angry or pleased, there is no difference, for in either case, he bestows his benediction. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadavaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते जयतां सुरतौ पंगो मम मंद मतेर्गति मत्सर्वस्व पदाम्बोजो राधा मदन मोहनो दिव्यावृंदारण्यकल्पद्रुमदा श्रीमद्रत्नागार सिंहासनस्थौ श्रीमद्राधा श्रील गोविंद देवो प्रेष्ठालिभि सेव्यमानो स्मरामि श्रीमांद्रासरसारंभि वंशीवट तटस्थित कर्षन वेणु स्वनेर्गोपी गोपीनाथाय श्रीयेस्तु न तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिने श्रीवार्षभानवी देवी दयिताय कृपाब्दये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योज्वल प्रेमाढ्य श्रीरूपानुग भक्तिद श्रीगौर करुणाशक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे श्रीरूपानुग विरुद्धाप अपसिद्धांत ध्वांत हारिणे नमो गौर किशोराय साक्षाद वैराग्य मूर्तये विप्रलंब रसांबोधे पादाम्बुजायते नमः नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौरशक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगवरायते गौराविर्भाव भूमेस्त्वं निर्देष्टः सज्जनः प्रिया वैष्णवः सार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायिने कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरद्विषये नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So I welcome all the devotees for today's morning Bhagavatam class. I seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas so that we could discuss this sublime topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are into 5th canto and 10th chapter to the pastime of Bharat Maharaj, the great son of Lord Rishabhdev. And in his beautiful pastime, Jada Bharat Maharaj has played three roles or three life pastimes. The one was as a King Bharat, a great devotee of the Lord. And through this wonderful example or pastime, Lord has shown that how Bharat Maharaj was, though a great king, getting attached to deer. He gets the deer body. By the grace of the Lord, he could remember his previous life. He stayed in Pulastha Rishi's ashram, and in the next life, he became Jada Bharat. And in this 10th chapter, we are going to discuss mercy of this great devotee Jada Bharat Maharaj on Rahugana Maharaj. So previous to this chapter, already Jada Bharat Maharaj has shown his mercy. First to his brothers and sisters in the family in which he was born. And they said to be in the mode of passion. And the dacoits, who were the worshippers of goddess Kali, they were in mode of ignorance. So he bestowed mercy based on the person's receptivity. So Jada Bharat Maharaj has, how he has shown mercy to his brothers and sisters, even though they were in ignorance, even though they did not know the personality of Jada Bharat, he could give his darshan to them. And that would definitely help them grow in spiritual life or uplift them in their spiritual life. He didn't correct them. He didn't instruct them. Also in the second case of dacoits, Jada Bharat is a realized, self-realized devotee of the Lord. When he was about to kill, he didn't even utter a single word, surrendered to the Lord's will. And we see how he even showed to mercy to such dacoits. Nirmat Saranam Pujito, even the Goswamis, the great devotees of the Lord, as Prabhupada also writes in the purport, that even to their enemies, devotees Ajata Shatravah Shanta, devotees Ajata Shatru, he has no enemies. But even if somebody considers devotees to be enemies, and the great devotees of the Lord are so merciful that even to such envious people, they show the mercy. And how Jada Bharat Maharaj has bestowed mercy on the dacoits. How? Two ways. First, by his own association. And just in order to protect his devotees and Lord's will, they even got the darshan of Goddess Durga. And by her, they were killed. And because of these two, the merciful reciprocation from the Lord, they also uplifted in their spiritual life. And now this is the third personality whom Jada Bharat Maharaj is going to bestow his mercy. So these verses are been spoken by Shukdev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. And henceforth the discussion would also come between Jada Bharat and Rahugana. So here, this verse 7, Shukdev Goswami is telling, Atha puna swa shibikayam vishamagatam prakupita uvacha Rahugana. So when Jada Bharat is carrying the palanquin and he is not doing his service appropriately, so prakupita uvacha Rahugana. Now Rahugana Maharaj is agitated. He becomes angry. And
he speak to in the previous verse, yesterday's verse, we have seen that how sarcastically Rogan Maharaj was speaking to Jadabharat, and in this verse now he's becoming angry and he's telling, Kimi dam are tvam jivan mrutoma? Are you a dead person in a living body? So it means Rahugana Maharaj is telling that he has a knowledge, that he knows what is a dead person and what is a life, the person who has a life. And he is telling that jivan mruto mam kadakarti kritya bhrutashasanam. And don't you fear that I am your master? And if you do not serve appropriately, I will chastise you. I will punish you. He says, te karomi chikitsam. He says, I am the perfect doctor to treat the disease, chikitsam. You are not fearful that your master is in front of you and you are not behaving appropriately. And next he says, danda pani riva janataya. He says, the master has the right to punish. And he gives an example, danda pani riva. Who is the danda pani? Yamaraj. Whenever we break the laws of the Lord, then we are punished. So he says, I'll punish you for your misappropriate action. So this is the seventh verse. I shall give you proper treatment so that you will come to your senses and do the correct thing. So after this, Sukhdev Goswami, he now, in the next verse, the verse number 8, he gives the characteristics of Jadabharat and Rahugana. These are the words of Rahugana Maharaj. So he says, evam bhava baddham api. So first, he gives the characteristics of Jadabharat. He says, naradeva abhimanam. Why Rahugana could speak such words, such harsh words? So first, Sukhdev Goswami is saying, naradeva abhimanam. He was a naradev, he is a king, but he is naradeva abhimanam. He is proud that he is king. And what happened because of that? Rajasa tamasanu vadhena. And because of that, he got bound by the mode of passion, rajasa tamasa anuvidhena. He got bound by the mode of passion and ignorance, and madena. And because of that, he has become pramatta, mad because of his pride. Tiraskrita, and that's how he could speak such word, such harsh word. He could do the tiraskar of Jadabharat. Now these are the characteristics of Jadabharat. Of Rahugana. He is Naradeva Abhimana, and because of this Naradeva Abhiman, he is completely bound by the mode of passion and ignorance. He has become mad and he is speaking such tiraskrita words to Jadabharat Maharaj. And what about Jadabharat Maharaj? Sukhdev Goswami says, Bhagwat Priya Niketanam. But Jadabharat Maharaj is Bhagwat Priya Niketanam. Such great devotees of the Lord, they are the abode, their heart is the abode for the Supreme Lord, Bhagwat Priya Niketanam. And how is this Rahugana? Pandita Manina. So there are two personalities standing. One is who consider oneself learned and is completely proud. And here is Jadabharat Maharaj, who is Bhagwat Priya Niketanam. Bhagwan Brahmano Brahma Bhuta. Even the Jadabharat Maharaj in this verse is called as Bhagavan. Why? Because he carries Lord in his heart. Brahmano, he is a great Brahmana. And Brahma Bhutaha, he is self-realized. Sarva Bhuta Suhrudatma. And this Jadabharat Maharaj is Sarva Bhuta Suhrudatma. Because he carries the Supreme Lord in his heart. And the devotees are friends and well-wisher of everyone. Not only that, Yogeshwara Charyayam, and is always practicing devotional service or the path of transcendence. And Nati Vyutapannamitam Smayamana Iva Vigatasmaya Idamaha. So this verse says, these two personalities are standing, the characteristics are mentioned, and then Jadabharat Maharaj gives a smile and he starts now speaking to Rahugana Maharaj. So I thought we would discuss few things here, because these two examples of his brothers and sisters in mode of passion, he couldn't instruct them. Even the dacoits were in mode of ignorance. He couldn't instruct. But Rahugana Maharaj is supposed to be in mode of goodness. Because Bhagavatam mentions, where Rahugana Maharaj was going on a palanquin? He was going to Kapilashram. So looking for some enlightenment. Looking for some spiritual guidance. So he's supposed to be in the mode of goodness. But what Shukdeva Goswami is saying, Nara Deva Abhimanena Rajasa Tamasanu Vidhena. So even such a person who is in a mode of goodness, how he could come under the mode of passion and ignorance? So I thought, what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 14th chapter, that how even the mode of goodness can be the reason of a person to get bound into ignorance and passion. So Lord says in Bhagavad Gita that Sattvam Rajas Tamaiti Gunaha Prakriti Sambhavaha Nibadnanti Mahabaho Dehe Dehinam Avyayam. So this Prakriti, Gunaha Prakriti, so this Prakriti is made up of three modes, Sattva, Raja and Tama. And all living entities, Nibadnanti Mahabaho Dehe Dehinam Avyayam. All the living entities are bound in these three modes. So if you see Bhagavad Gita, sometimes it says Prakrite Kriyamanani Gunhe Karmani Sarvasha. Who is the doer? Actually Prakriti is acting. But Krishna says Matta Partaram Nanyat Kinchitasti Dhananjaya. Without me nothing acts in this world. So Krishna is also the person who acts. And the Jiva himself, Manaiva Manushyasya Karanam Guna Bandhate, means because of our own we get bound. So who is the actual doer? Is Prakriti doing? Is Jiva doing? Or is Lord doing? There are five causes of an action. Yes. But I am specifically linking there are three doers. So, one is the Supreme Lord. When he says everything is under control, under him, not even a blade of grass moves without his sanction. So, he just sanctions. And Prakriti is the doer. Because Prakriti is made up of three modes and it functions in the world. But the Jiva is the desiring doer. So the Jiva, until and unless the Jiva desires, then the Prakriti facilitates and the Lord sanctions. So that is a triangle of Jiva, Ishwara and Prakriti. And this Prakriti is made up of three modes. So as per the Jiva's desire, Prakriti facilitates. And what is the result? What are the characteristics of these three modes? And what are the results if one gets attached to one of these modes? Is explained by the Lord in the future verses. He says, Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat prakashakam anamayam sukha sangena badnati jnana sangena chanagha. So he says, Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat. So what are the characteristics of mode of goodness? If a person tries to situate himself in mode of goodness, then the characteristics is nirmalatvat, is purity. Prakashakam, it's illuminating. And anamayam, without any sinful reactions. So that is the state of mode of goodness. But all these three modes are binding. So how does even mode of goodness bind? So next line, it is said, Sukha sangena badnati, jnana sangena chanaka. It is said, see these beautiful qualities of mode of goodness, that is prakashakam, anamayam, the life is so pure, he is having illuminating knowledge in life, but still that person gets bound to this mode of goodness. Krishna says, Sukha sangena badnati. Because in the next verse, he gives the characteristics of mode of passion. Why the passion is developed? Rojo ragatmikam viddhi trishna sanga samudbhavam tan nibidhanti kaunteya karma sangena dehina. The mode of passion is born of unlimited desires and longings, O son of Kunti, and because of this, the embodied living entity is bound to material fruitive actions. So how a person in the mode of goodness is getting affected and gets into the mode of passion? So it is mentioned, sukha sangena badnati, that happiness and knowledge is the cause of his bondage in the mode of goodness. Even though mode of goodness gives us happiness and knowledge, so happiness and knowledge in themselves is not binding. But attachment to that happiness and knowledge causes bondage. Why? Because the person is happily situated, not connected to the Supreme Lord, or he has a knowledge, what will happen? Automatically, it will give right to pride. And this pride and attachment is a sign of passion. And that's how the person in the mode of goodness succumbs to mode of passion, succumbs to mode of ignorance. And this is the case of Rahugana Maharaj. Even though he has knowledge, even though he's speaking, it's like discussion between Lord Krishna and Arjuna. Arjuna, Pragya Vadamsha Bhashana, Pandita Manina, he was speaking like a learned person. And then Lord says that Lord just smiled, Prahasaniva Bharata, Lord smiled and gave this wonderful knowledge. The same here, the discussion between Rahugana Maharaj and Jadabharat. So this Naradeva Abhimana, because Rahugana Maharaj thinking that I am the king. The first thing is the bodily attachment. And considering himself king and the person who has a right to take service from others. All these questions will be answered very beautifully in further verses by Jadabharat Maharaj. So because of that pride, he couldn't understand the great personality like Jadabharat Maharaj. So Srimad Bhagavatam, many such episodes come because it's very difficult to understand the devotee by his externals. Because Bhagavad Gita also says, there can be a mithyachari. So Krishna says, Indriyani sayamya yasate manasasmaran indriyarthen vimudhatma mithyacharasa uchyate. So indriyani sayamya, karmendriyani sayamya, just by controlling the external senses, but in mind, always having the thoughts of sense gratification, indriyarthan vimudhatma, and such a person is called as mithyachari. So how to understand? Now by the external acts. So here is an opposite case. Jadabharat Maharaj is looking like a deaf or a dumb person or an ignorant person, but is a highly realized soul. So we'll just see some examples that how it is difficult to understand the personality who is situated in a transcendental knowledge. So in an example, we'll see the both examples. Like for example, somebody who is outside is not a devotee, but inside he is a devotee. Or we fail to recognize their devotion. So in examples, externally they may not seem to be a devotee, or their acts do not match the acts of devotional service, but inside they are great heart of devotee. In examples? Very good. Yeah, Bhishma Dev. Inside he has, but Vritrasura gives a very, very big contrast. Because externally, he is in the form of a demon body. Not only that, he is fighting against demigods. But in heart, he is the great devotee of the Lord, Chitraketu Maharaj, who wants to surrender his life to Krishna. Bali Maharaj was transformed when he got association of Vamandev and instruction. Yes, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So, because externally he was living a very opulent life, but when he heard these beautiful verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, tears started coming from his eyes. Anyone else? Any other example? Lord Rishabhdev? Oh, yeah. There, Lord acts as a transcendentalist only. Like he gave up so-called this body in a transcendental way. I'm telling somebody who is acting in a non-devotional way. Like that. For example, Putana also for that matter. Isn't it? When we say Mithyachara Suchate externally, isn't it? Coming like a devotee, a Vrajavasi, and ultimately to harm Krishna. Isn't it? Externally acting as a great personality, inside they carry the malice towards Krishna. Any more example from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, the opposite one. Externally acting as very great and inside they are fool or ignorant. The example of Pondraka came in my mind. Isn't it? What an extent the ignorance can go of a person is, he himself thought to be Krishna. And he wants to fight with Krishna, taking Sudarshan in his hand, dressing himself like Krishna, and wants to become Krishna. So the example of Pondrika Vidya, this Pondrika is there. Any? Oh, but yeah, I'm telling. But he's a devotee, so it doesn't feed to what I say as example. Any example from scriptures where a devotee is great, like Vritrasura, he's a great devotee in heart, but his act couldn't match, and the person got bewildered. Like here, Jadabharat Maharaj is misunderstood. Any example from Chaitanya Charitamritam? One example came in. Why I'm asking? Because I could get more. One I have in my mind that I will definitely share. Okay, I'll share the one which I know. When Pradyumna Mishra goes and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you hear Srimad Bhagavatam or discuss the glories of the Lord from Ramananda Rai. And when he goes, and now we had this Jagannath Rath Yatra festival and these days are going on. Ramananda Rai was dressing and decorating the Devdasis for the performance of the Lord. And when Pradyumna Mishra went there and asked, where is Ramananda Rai? He was told that he is doing his service. And he was bewildered. And he couldn't take that. That how could Ramananda Rai serve in such a way? And then it is mentioned that how Ramananda Rai is a perfected devotee of the Lord, Vishakha Sakhi, in the eternal pastimes of the Lord, and his acts were so perfect. So it's very difficult just to understand. That's why it is. It takes ones to know one, right? Another example comes in Bhagavatam 7th canto of Prahlad Maharaj meeting an Avadhut Brahmana. He was living a life with an Azagar Vritti, a completely hefty body lying on the ground. And there also Bhagavatam mentions only a great personality, a Mahabhagavata, can know the another Mahabhagavata, the transcendental personality. Even in case of the four Kumaras, even though they were looking like a small children's, but they were the great transcendentalist. Yeah, the Shukdev Goswami, the young amongst the audience, and is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. So this beautiful verse explains that how the devotees, they are merciful and they shows their mercy without any reason, causeless mercy. Srila Prabhupada writes in purport the example of Narad Muni bestowing mercy to Nala Kuver and Manigriv. So this is a discussion between Jadabharat Maharaj and Rahugan Maharaj. And also day after tomorrow is Ashadi Ekadashi, the Deva Shaini Ekadashi. I thought of taking one more example, a contemporary example or a recent past example of a discussion between Tukaram Maharaj and Shivaji Maharaj. This is not the instruction. As Rahugan Maharaj is a king and he has been approached, or Jadabharat becoming his palanquin carrier. So it's a beautiful story in the same context in this pastime of Tukaram Maharaj and Shivaji Maharaj also. So Tukaram Maharaj was a great devotee of the Lord, and he has composed such a nice glorification of the Lord called as Abhanga Vani. And there were some unscrupulous person in the society who were not happy seeing the devotion of Tukaram Maharaj, and they tried to complain at different levels to bring his position down. And ultimately nothing works out. So what they did, they sent a complaint to the king, Shivaji Maharaj, that such and such person is creating havoc in the society. So the test of Tukaram Maharaj was taken, and it is mentioned that some wealth and palanquin was sent to Tukaram Maharaj. And when he saw all this wealth, he rejected this wealth completely. He said that this wealth does not belong to me, and it's like, you know, it's like a dirt to me. In Marathi, it is mrittike samana. So I don't want this wealth. And King Shivaji Maharaj was hiding. He was just observing what is his reaction. And next, the soldier said, okay, the king wants to meet you, and he has sent a palanquin to you. And Tukaram Maharaj even rejects the palanquin. He said, I am servant of the Lord. I just walk on the ground. The sky is my shelter and I don't need any palanquin. And there he instructs a very nice thing. He says, because I am the servant of the Lord, as it is mentioned in this verse, Sarvabhuta Suhrudatma, the great devotee of the Lord, they see everyone with equal vision and friends to everyone. So he says, a small ant and a king is equal to me. And what that king will benefit by seeing me, he says. So I won't come. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also don't want to meet Pratap Rudra Maharaj. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Nishkinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanon Mukhasya Paramparam Jigamishor Bhavasagarasya Sandarshinam Vishayinam Athayoshitamcha Hahanta Hanta Vishabhakshanatopya Sadhu. Why the great personalities of it's not because he's just a king, but because of that position comes the pride and attachment. And I don't want to meet such personalities. So same here. Tukaram Maharaj says, what that king will benefit by just meeting me? And when this discussion is happening, Shivaji Maharaj was hiding behind and he was seeing this discussion. And he was so much impressed by the devotion of Tukaram Maharaj, immediately he came and felt at the lotus feet of Tukaram Maharaj. And he got enlightened. And he said that I was trying to conquer so many forts and so much of wealth, but I forgot to conquer the inner enemies, that is of greed, lust, anger. And please guide me and instruct me. And he said, I won't go back and continue my service of establishing the kingdom. So Tukaram Maharaj requested him to stay overnight, and very beautiful instructions he gave to Shivaji Maharaj. A very beautiful Abhanga, he says. He says, Namagheta Rahunaka, Namagheta Rahunaka, Namagheta Rahunaka. He said a very wonderful instruction that anybody can perfect his life just by chanting the names of the Lord. Namagheta Utha Uthi, Namagheta Utha Uthi, Hote Samsara Chituti. Just by chanting the names of the Lord, one can easily get detached. Because even the mode of goodness is binding, but bhakti is beyond three modes. Mam chove vicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samataitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Just by chanting, he says, Namagheta Utha Uthi, Hote Samsara Chituti. Hakaruni Sangetuka, Namagheta Rahunaka, Namagheta Rahunaka. I'm just crying, I'm requesting, please chant the name of Lord. And what you will get by chanting this name of Lord? Will you get more kingdom, more force you can able to conquer? You will get more bravery, you will get more chivalry? No. That all we have to do, whatever physical strength and intelligence Krishna has given. But what devotional service will give, he says, Aisa labh bandha gathi, Aisa labh bandha gathi, Vitthal pai pade meet. He said, by chanting this name of Lord, O King, you will also achieve the highest benediction in your life. That is, you will be able to embrace the lotus feet of the Lord. And so here, as we see, that Rahugana Maharaj was so much proud and couldn't recognize Jadbharat Maharaj. But by the mercy of Jadbharat Maharaj, he got enlightenment. Here also we see by the association of this great devotee, Tukaram Maharaj, Shivaji Maharaj was also enlightened. And what should be the nature of a devotee? Now we have seen many examples. A devotee inside, outside, his actions are different. Or some person shows himself as a devotee and action inside is different. But as a sadhaka, what is our responsibility? What is our duty? Or how we should analyze ourselves? So there is one beautiful again abhanga of Tukaram Maharaj, very one of my favorite, that how a person can go inside, how a person can see himself. Because the sadhaka is more observing to himself than others. That's good. That's why it is said, we should judge others by their intentions and ourselves by action. But it happens always opposite. We try to judge others. For example, if you do something and somebody says it is wrong, we give so many justifications. Oh, I did this, but this was my intention. So action may be inappropriate, my intention was good. And for others, we say, oh, whatever your intentions may be, the action was so bad, like that. But it should be otherwise. So Tukaram Maharaj, he says that how a sadhaka who is serious on his practice, what is his view for himself? He says, Majhe maza kalo yeti avaguna kaya karumana anavara kaya karumana anavara ata adubha rahe narayana ata adubha rahe narayana daya sindhu pana saacha kari says majhe maza kalo yeti avaguna. So when a person tries to sincerely practice, so in spite of seeing out, he goes more in. He says, and he starts understanding his own inabilities, in his own inadequacies. Majhe maza kalo yeti avaguna. He doesn't understand, oh, how great I am or how advanced I am. Rather, he understands that what are the inadequacies of me or what are anarthas troubling me. Majhe maza kalo yeti avaguna. And he says, why it is like this? Kaya karu mana anavara. Because of this uncontrolled mind, all this is happening. And he says, vacha vade pari karane kathina. And what happens to a sadhaka? Now he has taken shelter of Krishna, of the scriptures, has taken shelter of Sri Gurudev. But he says, vacha vade pari karane kathina. This is a very important thing, that it's very easy. Not very easy for me, but at least it's easy compared to following the scriptures. Vacha vade pari karane kathina. To act as per the scriptures is so difficult. Vacha vade pari karane kathina. Why? He says again, indriya adhina zhalo deva. Because we have surrendered ourselves to the senses. But then, this verse, mithyachar, does not apply to devotees. Now somebody may say, devotees is still struggling inside. So is it a hypocrite? So Vishwanath Chakra Thakur says, devotee is not a hypocrite. He is not called Mithyachari. When he says Karmendriyani Semya Yasate Manasasmar, no. Why devotee is not hypocrite? Because he knows these things are anarthas and he really wants to keep away from those things. And he struggles for that. He prays to Lord. And that's what Tukaram Maharaj says, that Tukamani Tuzha Jaisa Taisa Das. Oh my Lord, howsoever, I am your servant. Whether I am struggling inside, whether I am troubled by my senses, whether I am troubled by all the anarthas, Tukamane tuza daisa taisa dasa nadhari udasa maya bapa maya bapa. He requests to the Lord, oh my Lord, please don't become indifferent to me. I am your servant, I want to improve. But the first thing is, he start understanding his inadequacies, but does not mean he becomes into inferiority complex or oh, I cannot do anything or nothing. No. Rather, bhakti is the only thing which can uplift me. His confidence, he becomes Krishna confident, like that. The more anarthas trouble, the more devotees take shelter of the Lord. The more he understands he is not the controller. The more he understands the need of Lord mercy. And he takes more and more shelter of Krishna. So I would like to end with one of the prayer of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He also says that he prays that he want. He has written a beautiful ashtakam, Vrindavan ashtakam. We were just studying in the last week. So the first verse is very beautiful. He says, Na yoga siddhir namamastu moksho vaikuntha loke pina parshadatvam prema pina syaditi chetaram tu mamastu vrindavana eva vasam. So same thing he also prays. Na yoga siddhir na mamastu moksho. So this is the desire of a devotee. Oh my Lord, I don't want any yoga siddhir. Na mamastu moksho. I don't want even liberation in this world. What to say? I don't want to become even Vaikuntha lokvepi na parshadatvam. Even I don't want to become your associate in Vaikuntha. But he says, premapi nasyat iti chet taramtu. But then to stay in Vrindavan, you need the love of Brajvasi. Or the love for Krishna. He says, prema pi nasyat. Even if I don't have love for you, my Lord, you bestow me that love. But I dot mamastu vrinda vanaiva vasa. Please give me shelter in your Sri Vrindavan dham. So thank you so much. Just few thoughts I just wanted to share with all of you. So thank you so much for your kind patience hearing. Any comments are welcome. Hare Krishna. Milan. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.